Well, Roger Federer has done it yet again and now has a record 8 Wimbledon titles. He's defeated Marlon Cilic 6-3, 6-1, 6-4 to claim his 19th Grand Slam, and at nearly 36, that is a remarkable achievement. In the women's draw, of course, Garbiñ Muguruza swept Venus Williams away 7-5, 6-0 to win her second Grand Slam. Let's go to tennis commentator Dave Luddy is with me. And morning to you, Dave.
Very good morning to you from the centre court where everyone has gone.
Right, and the ease that Federer won, it was what, 1 hour 41? That's remarkable.
It is remarkable. He is, after all, the Swiss master. Remember, he won the Australian Open in January. That followed a 6 month break. And against Cilic, he was in control pretty much from the start. He was accurate with everything he did. He had wonderful movement. The placements were impeccable. He really did glide around the court, as he always does, like a ballet dancer. He's so aesthetically pleasing. He's as smooth as a mountain stream. He was the master in this match in all areas, and his reflexes, and you mentioned 36 next month, were absolutely astonishing. He countered the huge serve and ground strokes of the Croatian with effortless ease. He just really had so much time. For someone who's nearly 36, it is marvellous. All done with grace and elegance, but there is a rider to all this. Cilic had a set and a breakdown, was checked out by the doctor, the physio, and the supervisor. He was clearly shaken, was the Croatian. He appeared emotionally broken and in tears. And a little bit later on, he had his left foot had to be wrapped up. And then it was revealed a little bit later on that he had a huge blister that everyone had been trying to help him with since his semi-final win. 30 hours the doctors had been working on him. And so it was all, as they say, a damp squib, and therefore his movement, Cilic's movement with that huge forehand of his, he just couldn't get it going. So he literally went for everything, tried to serve and volley. Mm. Of course, that came unstuck. And at the end of the day, he was well beaten.
And what about Venus? Was she expected to get dominated like that?
Not at all. It was, in a sense, a strange meltdown. We've had two very strange singles finals, beaten by Garbiñ Muguruza, the 23-year-old Venezuelan-born Spaniard, 14 years younger than Venus, who, remember, won Wimbledon 5 times. The last one was 9 years ago. Also won 2 US Open titles. You just felt, with little sister Serena has been so dominant over the years, not here, of course, because she's pregnant, you just felt she might come through and do it because she was playing so well. Vicious forehands, wonderful serves. Played Garbiñ Muguruza, had a couple of set points in the opening set, missed those, and from that moment she lost 9 games in a row. Absolutely collapsed in a heap. You just think she went emotionally AWOL. And Muguruza, who is so elegant in her style of play, hits the ball very well, great server. And remember, she won the French Open title last year, was a finalist here on the centre court of Wimbledon 2 years ago, losing to Serena. She's a worthy champion. It was a bit of a shame for the 37-year-old Venus to literally melt down, but we have a new champion, and that's what's so good about a women's tennis. New champions always mean it's a good thing for tennis.
Dave, thank you. That is Dave Luddy from Wimbledon.